Rubin has no funds. He's broke. He's bankrupt. So then, like this, the Shimon will be able to collect from Levi. But now there's the Mekabel Beis Boy, so Shimon will not be able to collect from Levi either. So Mele, we should say, Eidish Botla Mitzoso Botla Kul. Eidish Botla Mitzoso Botla Kul. So here, we can say Eidish Botla Mitzoso. But in the case of Eidi Alvoye, then we couldn't say the right that says Eidish Botla Mitzoso Botla Kul. Because over there, it's two separate dibulim, and each dibul constitutes a separate agode. So just because one dibul is bottle, one agode is bottle, it doesn't mean that the other agode, which is separate agode in itself, should also be bottle. But in this case, we say, so according to the Raivet, and it seems that the Raivet has the longness of the Raivet is the antithesis of the longness of the Ritvo. The longness of the Ritvo is that when we say Yishvot Tosvot Pulo, if they him say to the Dibur, and one Dibur is bottle, so then the other Dibur is also bottle. But when they start, they say only one Dibur. But it's one Dibur in respect to one person and another person. And we cannot do the Kabbalah to respect one person. So then the Ritva says, that doesn't mean that we cannot be the Kabbalah to respect to the other person. Because in respect to the other person, it's not bottle. In respect to one person, it's bottle completely. In respect to the other person, it's not bottle at all. In other words, we don't say, Eidish bottle, source of bottle, kulo. These are the Paldino Nemones. We only say Shabbat Mitzos of Botla Kulo vis-a-vis Paldino Dibure, but not vis-a-vis Paldino Nemones. The longness of the Raivet is just the opposite. In the case of Paldino Dibure, if it's two separate Dibure and two separate Hagodes, we don't say Shabbat Mitzos of Botla Kulo because it's two separate Hagodes. So one Dibur, one Agode is bottle, the other Agode is kayam, should be intact. But where there is only one Agode, but that Agode affects one person and another person. So if the Agode is bottle relative to one person, it should be bottle relative to the other person. Just the reverse of the Svore of the Ritual. Just the reverse of this order. Now, let's see, we need inside. The Rosh. I'm happy to see this right. Alright. The lawyer B2BA created out of that. So, but I'll probably make the Rabbi Lingo Malmo the Kaykinino. All the Rabbi Nebrae, Rabbi Shoei, Lesson, Lady Labos, Rabos, Suppose Uvein writes his tamatoni that he gives away all his nechosi to Shimon and to Levi, and the Eidim happen to be craving of Levi, but Rechekim of Shimon. So Shloki says the matone to Shimon is kind, the matone to Levi is not kind. But and Rabbi Yochanan says no, Eidish Bokum Sospokum, since the Hagode respect to Levi is bottle because they are craving of Levi, David, so Mele de Matone to Shimon, to whom David Marichaki is also bottle. So in other words, so the Rosh says that Rav Pope agreed with the Shite of Rishmokish but Rabbi Yeshua agrees with the Shite of Rabbi Yehuda. Nun vitu vikreim da'ava. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda ma'al v'cheikinim. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua yilesen leide, lapas Rabbi Yehuda, pir shirashi nidal v'yad. Vidam yelohod Yerushalm, kosat nechoslosh min yodom, v'edim shem lezeh upsum lezeh, hochaname ki yilesen leide. Oslo Mosarabe, Kei nichta vashtala, leibe valore, vichim di psum lore, psumi in apole. So in other words, we say, eidi shepot mitzosa potro kulo. We say, eidi shepot mitzosa potro kulo, in regard to Paulina Dibore, that we can't say Paulina Dibore. Because since one Dibo is bottle, the other Dibo is also bottle. Like Rabbi Yechan in Yerushalayim. והרעים את כוסעת, שתמיסי אינה לסקי פירוי, כי כנשוב עלי ללמל בפירת יחום, וביטאי נזו נפטר עורב, והביאים שלוי פורי, ונמצא עורב מסחייב. Now, what I mentioned, now, I want to make one correction. What I said, that according to the Ravid, the Eidim who are craving to the Oren, who are Eidi Piroi, so that is the Shita of the Ramban, not the Ravid. That's the Shita, I mean, that was a mistake. That's the Shita of the Ramban, not the Ravid. So what I mentioned until now is the Shita of the Ramban. The Ravid Shita is a little different. The Ravid says, והרייבת כוס אף שתניסיין מלויסקי פרואים, כנשור מלאים אלי מלוות פרעת יחום, וביטאי איזו נפטר העורף, והביאים שלוי פורי. But the Ravid is a little different. In other words, that the Davidim who are craving to the Oreb testified that there was, that the moving, that the Levi was made there that he didn't pay up the debt. What I said before in the name of the Ravid is really the pshat by the Rambam, but not the shite of the Ravid. I mean, everything else is true, but by mistake, I mentioned the shite of the Ravid, and it is the pshat by the Rambam. But the Ravid shite is that this is reference to the case where there was a shtar alvoy, and there were no problems in the Shtar Alvoye. They ate the Ashtar, the Shtar Alvoye, were taken to everybody. Now then, the Levi was staying Pirat Yechom. And then, the Malve, produced a Eidim who testified that the day before, so the Levi was made in their presence that this debt was not as yet paid. So what is the effect of the Agodah that the Levi is not never to say Peratiho. The Levi has to pay because he produced, the Malve produced Eidi Doye Shaloi Porat. So, he says, V'arai vet kosav, shetan yiseye maliz kipiroi, kinshom alei doi malvet berat yecho, uvitai nezu niftar oret, v'hei v'eidim shaloi pore, v'nimco ifloi pore Eidi Doye. So, v'nimco oret mischayim. So, Rav Pope wanted to be Mikabulis, because true, they are craving of the Oreb, but he wanted to be Mikabul the Eides, the Eidoye Shalim Pora, Neged Leve, Neged Ruvein, he wanted to be Mikabul. So, and as far as Ruvein is concerned, they're not craving. So he said to him, so Rabbunin bring Rabbi Yehuda, I said to him, you let me leave the lab was around a little my own way. It's true right now, so the leave appears to happen. So mainly the immediate effect of the Haggadah of the Eidi Doye is to be Mechayev the Levi. The Levi. And the Levi, they're not craving. But suppose he wouldn't have funds. So then, what will be the next step? To collect from the Oreb. So, and to the Oreb, they are craving. So even though it's not of immediate relevance, as far as the Oreb is concerned, the Haggadah, but it has ultimate relevance. So Manila, this Haggadah by the Eidi Doye is a Haggadah not only against the Leibe, it's a Haggadah against the Oreb too, even though it's not of immediate relevance now. Because the Leibe appears to have fault. Okay, but the Haggadah by the Eidi Doye is a Haggadah not only against it's a Haggadah against Levi the Oreb too. And since this Haggadah is bottled vis-a-vis Levi the Oreb, so it has to become bottled vis-a-vis Reuven the Levi too, because of Eidish bottled mitzoso. Botlo, Eidish, Botlo, Mitzosa, Botlo. This is the Raidat's Pshat. So in other words, the Raidat and the Ramban are both Chilik and Rashi. Are both Chilik and Rashi. Because according to Rashi, so in the case of the Al-Khalil, when you say Eidish, Botlo, Mitzosa, Botlo, in as much as the Dibur of the Agode, in respect to the Leifet, in respect to the Oreb, is but some mele, the Dibur of the Haggadah, the other Dibur of the Haggadah. In respect to the Levi, the Levi is also but. And according to the Raivet and the Ramban, in this case, since the Haggadah is to the Burim, so we treat them like two separate Haggadahs, just because one Haggadah is properly doesn't mean that the other Haggadah should be but. But when does Rabbeinu Brit Rabbi Shua say Eidish Botlo Mitzvoso Kulo? In the case of Eidi Doye, according to the Raivet, in the case of Eidi Piroin, according, in case of Eidi Doye, Shaloi Parah, according to the Raivet, in case of Eidi Piroin, Sheporah, according to the Ramban. But in the case where the Eidim say to the Gurim and one Dibur is bottled, so it's two separate Haggadahs, we don't say Eidish bottled with Sos bottled, but according to the Raivet and the Ramban, it doesn't make any difference whether we explain it like the Ramban, that the Gemara of Eloi Vitubi has reference to the case of Eidish bottled, or we explain it according to the Raivet, that the Gemara of Eloi Vitubi has reference to the case of Eidi Doye Shalipora. They're not saying two things. Let's say according to the Raivet, that the Eidi Maridi Doye Shalipora, they testify that only last night, so they heard Reuven being made to Shimon, that this debt has not been paid as yet, and that he doesn't intend to pay it up until a certain day. So this is what the Eidim testify. Eidi Doye Shaloi Par, or according to the Ramban, that it was paid. So they're not saying two things. They're saying two things. According to the Raivet, that the Eidim are Eidi Doye. So what do they testify? One Dibur, that he was made, he didn't pay it up. Not to the Burim, Mele. If he didn't pay it up, so the Levi is still chayev, and the Oreb is still chayev. But it's not to Haggadah, it's not to the Burim. But the same Dibur has relevance in respect to one person, to the Levi, the Levi is still high. And it is relevant in respect to the Oreb, that the Oreb is still high, but it's not to the bully. Some Mele, it's an Indian of power. So the Bokke said, so it's not talking to the Bore. Rapope said we should apply the concept of talking to the monies. Rapope didn't say, let's accept one another and not the other. They're not saying two things. They're only saying that the labor was made in their presence that he didn't pay up the debt. Or according to the Ramban, that it was paid up. One devil, he was made and he didn't pay up. But Rapope said, talking to the monies. We cannot accept this idea that the debt was not paid up in respect to the Oren, but in respect to the Anichim, we can accept it. And they call it the Rabban Pshat. We cannot accept the Oren that it was paid up in favor of the Oren, but we can accept it in favor of the Oren. How do you know what is Rapope said? So Rabbi Shmuel said to Rapope, no, we cannot say Paulina the Monas because of English, but it's also what for poor. So that means, according to the Raivet and the Ramban, so we do say English, but it's also what for poor in the case of Paulina the Monas. Just the opposite of what the longest of the Ritva. The longest of the Ritva here is say, Eidish, Botlom, Tzorso, Botlom, Kulo, all in the case of Paldun and Dibore. But in the case of Paldun and Mones, sins, in the case of Paldun and Dibore, without two Dibore. So if one Dibore is Botlom completely, so the other Dibore is also Botlom. But in the case where there is one Dibore, and we are not becoming that Dibore in its entirety in respect to the Oreb, So, the male week, I respect one person. We cannot say, according to the Ritva, that we cannot be mikabel the same agoda, the same dibur, in respect to the other person. So, in the case where the edim are kreikim of the rikeach, but not kreikim, but rikeikim of the leve, the meicheya, so then the Ritva says, if the meicher, the leve, becomes a baldomo, so then Bezdin will be able to recover the edes, even though Bezdin, he cannot be recovered the edes, these are vital keach, so what? But the whole agode, Bezdin can be recovered vis-a-vis the leve, vis-a-vis Ruben, that's what the Ritva says. But it needs to be distinguished from the case of Eloi Vitubie, where and the Ritva assumes that the case of Eloi Vitubie is the Gemara of Eloi Vitubie has referenced the case of Eli Alvoye, so then there are two Diburim. So since one Dibur is completely bottled, so the other Dibur is also completely bottled. Mashiach in here where there is one Dibur, and we cannot be recovered that one Dibur in its entirety in respect to one person, we still can be recovered the same Dibur in its entirety in respect to the other person, just the reverse of what the Raivet and the Ramban said. This is what I wanted to point out.
Shir Mem Chesen Bav Mitzvah by the Rosh Hashiva Vav Nisan Hetov Shemem Zayin April 5th, 1987 on Sunday.
I mean the Gemara that the Spobom is, we're able to die Oma Leilo Jeloch Peroin Alfe.
Shir Memches, Bav Metzia, Bad Rosh Hashiva. Chav Ches Nisan, Hitov Shemem Zayin, April 27th, 1987, on Monday, after Pesach.
So when Lady takes away the sun, of course, you can't separate the improvements from verse. So he should read verse. Shine for the improvement. But what? Why does he have to take away the improvement that he didn't have? It's a very strong cash. So all the Rishayim include this. And even Rashi later on, and Baden of the Omer also said it. But for some reason, Rashi here does this. But
could you explain the Kashi?
Kashi means, how did Levi have the right to take away the Sodeh that is worth $1,500 without reimbursing, without reimbursing Shimon for the improvements he made? It wasn't his, it wasn't Levi's. Levi had all the Sodeh, but not the fence, not trees, not the fertilized field. That was done. That was done by Shimon, so now he's taking it away. He can't remove the fertilization, and he's not going to tear down the fence. That would be damaging. But let him reimburse. Let him reimburse. Let Levi reimburse Shimon for the Shvach. A very plain child. So, he's this and all the Shimon said. The Yeshua Shvach, Shabizu, Kea, Hakar, Kima, Shvach. So this is, and all the shame is in very simple terms, because the Allah is that if somebody is here with Sikhsorah Habir Shalitashim, suppose somebody, Shimon, enters Ubisoft, and he trusts him, what he thought about, and he makes all kinds of unauthorized. He plants trees, he converts it into a beautiful soil. But it was unauthorized. The owner didn't tell him to do it. So now it's alien. Then they exclude the soil. So then the law is found. Suppose the improvement, the value of the improvement is $500. But Shimon did a lot of work on it. He worked, let's say, 10 hours a day. And he spent money on, I don't know, on things, on zebel, on trenches. I mean, so he had expenses and work. Suppose that the sum total for both the expenses and the work is $100. But as a result of the work and the expenses, he was able to improve the value of the study from the thousands to 50. So really, what is to the extent of the expenses, and the fee for the work is also expenses, just because he did the work and he didn't ask to be paid, so it doesn't mean that he didn't spend any money. Suppose he would have decided to relax and to engage a worker, so the worker would have asked, let's say, for $75 for the work. So he did it himself, so that's worth $75 also. And then the $25 he spent on various materials that he used, he made, let's say, set up a fence, so if I would, I mean, so he spent $25. So the TA is $100. Now the value was enhanced by $500. So then, when Ruben takes away the study, he just has to reimburse Shimon, not when Ruben takes away the study. I mentioned the example that Ruben was a dazzler, and he dazzled from Levi, so when Levi, and he sold that to Shimon, and Shimon set up his book. And he spent $1,000, and as a result of the expenses and the work, so it was enhanced by $500. So when Levi comes to take with the Sodeh, so Shimon is entitled to reimbursement to the extent of $100. But the rest, over and above the $100, doesn't have to reimburse. Why not? At all, wasn't there. The answer is, because there is a roche of a royash. Somebody has a study, and then there is an improvement by itself, nationwide. raised, and then the soda becomes fertilized, becomes more fertile by itself, without any work on the part of the person who went to the soda as a dresser. So, to whom does the Shabbat belong? To the owner, but he didn't do it. He was done by himself. I would watch. Somebody owns the paw. The paw is the first big blood. But somebody else on the street can't say, well, that blood was just born. I was present there when you baby gave birth to a baby. I don't think it's why. I was there, you aren't there. You aren't blood. Why should you say your blood? I don't think I can say that. Why? Since the behemoth, man of behemoth, belongs to the one who has died through, so the blood is Momeini Ashma. So even vis-a-vis Shvach, Havlal, the Yitzir, not in Melech, but to the, but over and above the Yitzir, we also say our Yashma. So there's a difference, whether it's Melech, the Shemaim, or the Odom, he put in a lot of work. So the only thing is, we don't say our Yashma to the extent of the expense. We don't say, that's a limitation. That's the limitation, that we don't see our Yashbach vis-a-vis the expenses. We can say our Yashbach, not our Yashbach, not for the $100 that he spent, the work and the materials. So that Shvach wouldn't have a good. So we don't see our Yashbach. But the $400 over and above the expenses and the work, we see our Yashbach. So in Ashbach, yes, our ICA. So the owner takes only, so the one who is here, the Sechna, the Soda Haveri showing the shoes, gets only the Yitzir, gets reimbursed by the Yitzir. But the rest of the Shvach belongs to the owner. He cannot say it's not fair. Why isn't it fair? It's his son. He had no business entering the son. All right, it's son and son. All right, so we'll say thank you. But only to the extent of the Yitzir. So we don't say our Yashma. But what is over and above the expenses, we say our Yashma, even in respect to Shvach Havoh Yodai. No different between Shvach Havoh Mele and Shvach Havoh Yodai. But to the extent of the expenses, we don't say our Yashma. So this is what it is. יש לי שבח שהמצאו לקיח הקרק עם השבח ואם שם לקיח על היציא תגיר לסכות אחד ואין שם לי בשבח אם השבח יסר על היציא מייסו לסע היציא ואיסי שבח היסר או, some of the words so what is over and above the expenses he cannot so, cannot collect from the mixel cannot collect from the mixel hold that, avoy השבח some may lay, but but yes, collect example. He's entitled to collect it from the Meche, because the Meche, I mean, it was his fault. The Meche sold it to him, and he didn't tell him that it wasn't his. So he must just raise Yashvach HaYeser, Yikach HaLikea, Mina Gazle, Umay Rosh and Yitzel of Kons.
So, according to Rashi, up to the amount of the effort, he collects that from Levi, from the owner, and the rest of the
shvach.
I mean, according to Tosfos. According to the Tosfos, then the rest of the shvach he collects from the Gazlan.
From the Gazlan. So there's a shvach. Can he collect or he can't collect?
And Rashi
says he can. And Shmuel says no for a different reason because he smells like critics. But he should be entitled to collect. Now let's see how Rashi comes. And the Shemit say the same thing. And you Rashi as a father of the owner, it says the same thing to put here for some reason. And Rashi doesn't say, why did Rashi wait till the father of the owner to say it? Oh, the Rashi is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. The ninth line from the end of Dom, the gate of the Nixuch, she got me to herself, who moho in Alegodo of Goy Pierce, who moho the Akkabos of Pierce, he told me he was a Hoyashbach,
הוא הרצי שהציע אותי את השאוריאניקס שהתחקף עם חוליץ עם השפח איסר או הרצי איסרו ואיסר הוא הציע שיעור שפח דן so you forgot to mention it, but to mention it for some reason. And about it, but here, in the beginning of the moment, he doesn't mention it. That's, that himself is very strange. So let's see what Rashi says. Shemi shalei, shalei hoitso, shalei chayir, shalei so psula biyode. That is a long minute in the chayir. יש לי כיח נמיך המועץ, יש לי שבח, אם זה יש בי יחס הקר כבסבר, ובגדר כאילו שאיץ נגזור יודעי, אילו כיח נמיך השבח, ואם פעמר הדיק זה יודעית עם השבח, שערי אישי זה קר את המשבח, אישי, so, איזה קשה, so, so, רשי says, כדי שקוזו המשובחס ויחסיפו ביד אדם שלא הופתשים אחרי את הרשי רשי says no, here is not entitled even to the extent of the expenses let's say the expenses is worth $100 so when lady collects this on it so then the lady can collect the whole sum because here the more it's reference to the kids where the Sode as time has keeping government from Lady had many trees and it was worth $1,500 the Sode to get all the trees then government kept it and it was a very destructive person who made so chopped down the trees and everything so at the time when he sold the Sode to Shimon it was worth only $1,000 then Shimon a checked person. So he restored it to his work and his expenses. He restored it to the original shape. And then again it was in the trees. It was worth $1,500. So then when he becomes and takes away the subject. So even though Shimon says to Levi, oh, I spent $100 on it. It's all destroyed. So maybe you can say to Shiva and Rama, you're not entitled to any of the rest. Why not? Because when Uwe gazled the Sode in Texas, then Uwe, alright. So Uwe is the black sheep, the dead guy, so he's the villain. So because of that, so he's not entitled to the person. Why should he be punished? Just because Uwe is a villain? Uwe's a villain! Everybody admits, but when he bought it, it was worth only $1,000. And now he's putting work in materials. It's worth $1,500. And he spent $1,800. Why should he be entitled? So what? That's what all the machine is doing. So what's the machine trying to get you? All the machine is not going to have. All the machine is saying that even in this case, even in this case, so he's not entitled to any money. No, he can't. So the Shinahe. ich die Mäuse, wie ich die Schwache. Das nur um Beis, the last paragraph, the last, in the second column, third line from the end of the column. Ich die Mäuse, wie ich die Schwache, ich soll Asche nehmen, in der Rand, in der Schwache. Beis, so Asche says, push it up, see for, the other guy. Beis, du bist in der Achter, ach du hoffe, die Kehr, die ich bin ja. The time when it was, it was ready to see for. And he pulled it, so what's right? Because the needs will have to take away the whole solid, the beautiful solid. And not really bird of a chair. He has come there, let him read it with God's word, but not at the expense of the chair. They took him out of the rock of the chair this year. This is what he shot in the school. Brother, needs so, whom he stood in a very dazzle. But he should be easy. So, the issue carried. Hoche mich wach auf einem Mehl, in die Kleber auch im Arm, was ich hier, da hielt die Nixl, die Nixl. Wie nahm ich schwach auf einem Zeuge, auch sehr schwach Jesu. So der Alte, die sind dort, wo er, der Triathlon ist hier, aber schwach auf einem Mehl. So ich mache kein Fremde. Oh, wie ich schwach auf einem Mehl, ich ziehe, Gott, ja, doch, ich bin gebaut, ich war, und wenn die Worte, ich ziehe, vorhanden da, und dort, so der Aschbo ein Obgeschehen machen. Und das ist ein Kostenlos. Und was hast du? So, der ist ein Rapschiv. Sie sind kommt das. Aber nach dem Lobbitze, sie bitte ich nicht von dir. Und so hat er, rasch ich die Rasch ich die Rasch ich die Jens. Denn sind wir in der Woche auf der Ruhe Aschbach. In der Ruhe Aschbach hat Twalis nach dem Umfrieden zu schwach am Umfrieden. Twalis zu schwach. Of the landlords. But the extent of the expenses, we don't say that.